It was really cool, just amazing.
Tyler Tanefsky spoke for a lot of those in the audience as Walenda walked the wire, sloping down from one crane and then climbing to the other. A drop and rise of perhaps 40 feet was his own estimation, a new wire, which was a little greasy. Jimmy Barrett sat in the audience, adding to his collection of fair souvenirs and memories. The native of Hamburg has long lived and worked for Bethlehem Steel in Baltimore, but brings his family back here every summer.
I have the world's biggest Erie County Fair collection in their historical building. That's mine, the 1859 ticket, the 1860s. So I'm a big fair nut. Been going to the fair for 63 years.
The fair was playing some music, but the audience was pretty quiet all during the walk. The only loud sound was Walenda talking to the crowd from the microphone he wore. The walk was different in one way from many of his others. Halfway, he took off the safety tether to the wire and walked with a safety net being wheeled along below. He doesn't like the state law mandating a tether. Walenda says he was at the fair when he was a kid, with the family high wire show.
I do remember this, and we pulled up a year ago to talk about this and to announce that we were talking about this. Me and my dad pulled up and I'm like, Dad, we've been here. I remember saying, welcome to the Erie County Fair, because I always hosted the show at that age. And he's like, maybe we have. And as we got here, both of us were like, I remember that. And I remember, and it was down the hill over here where we performed. But just, you know, it's exciting. It's fun to be able to, you know, come back to a place where I was, you know, 13 years old.
Volunteer firefighters from the area were asked to hold the ropes used to stabilize the wire, and Walenda says some let loose after he passed above them, shaking the wire somewhat. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.